It is Thursday, November 15th, 2012, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas. The Circle of Life Hospice presents its 12th annual gala, Voyage to a Dream. It's this Saturday, beginning at 6:30. This fundraiser will be held at the John Q. Hammond Center in Rogers. It will feature dinner, dancing, auctions, and more. Tickets and information are available at voyageforhospice.com.
Support for KUAF comes from Pilates Plus, offering Pilates mat and equipment classes, plus private instruction with comprehensively trained instructors. Massage, yoga classes, and Pole Place Fitness Studio are also available. More information is available at PilatesPlusNWA.com or 287-4519.
Ahead on Ozarks, Senator Mark Pryor discusses the road to the fiscal cliff. The University of Arkansas Wind Symphony and Symphonic Band join forces for a semester-ending concert. And Eureka Springs makes history when it comes to marriage equality.
But first, today, Governor Mike Beebe presents his proposed budget to lawmakers. It's expected to include cuts to Medicaid. Yesterday, he told members of the State Chamber of Commerce, expanding Medicaid in accordance with the federal health care law is the best way to shore up a gap in funding for the program. The governor made his remarks before the chamber's annual meeting. He says he's willing to look at other options, but compared passing on federal money for expanding Medicaid coverage to passing on federal highway dollars.
I don't want to leave Arkansas out. Don't send my highway money to California. Don't send my highway money to New York. And don't send my Medicaid money to Illinois and leave my people and my hospitals and my doctors and my employers and my folks in Arkansas out.
The governor also says adopting the Medicaid expansion would help avoid cuts to nursing home care for seniors provided by the program. Department of Human Services officials have said that they could save the state $35 million by cutting the lowest level of nursing home care.
A new proposal from the U.S. Air Force would see the 188th Fighter Wing in Fort Smith lose its flying mission. Yesterday morning, Fort Smith city leaders received word that the latest Air Force proposal calls for a return of two A-10 Warthog units, which are slated to go to operations in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and Selfridge, Michigan, both bases that were originally slated to lose the Warthog missions as well. Tracy Winchell is the communications director for the city of Fort Smith. She says that what some leaders in the community and in Washington fail to understand is that the A-10 mission is still new to Fort Wayne, but the 188th is fully accustomed to the Warthogs.
Fort Wayne has never been to combat in the A-10s. They converted from the F-16s, where on the other hand, we have been to combat twice in the last 7 years in the A-10. Our first tour of duty and our conversion to A-10s was so stellar that the Air Force itself in 2010 gave this unit its second highest award for outstanding service in the Air Force Outstanding Unit Award. And so now then they're telling us that these other units are better than we are and deserve to be around longer than we are.
Winchell says that if bases are losing flying missions in the name of budget cutting, cutting the mission for the 188th makes little sense, considering the unit's field-proven efficiency. About 250 to 300 people are employed full-time by the Air National Guard at the base, and there are about 1,000 traditional National Guard troops attached to the unit. Guard members who live in Fayetteville, Mena, Russellville, and elsewhere across northwest Arkansas. Although the unit has more than $100 million annual impact on the area economy, Winchell says that standing up for the troops who have just returned from an overseas mission is more important than stressing any economic impact that losing the Warthogs would have.
We believe that what we're doing in standing up for this unit is the most patriotic thing that we as a community can do for our nation. In 2005, the chairman of the BRAC Commission came to visit, and he said, the Air Force got this wrong. The Pentagon got this wrong. Our nation is safer when planes are on the ramp in Fort Smith, Arkansas. So here we are standing up again, and this is about national security and cost efficiency.
Winchell says that the only hope the 188th has for retaining its flying mission is if the message military leaders receive is one of the unit's cost efficiency, rather than the economic impact cutbacks would have on the area's economy.
Some schools in Washington County earlier this week received state money to help boost outdoor recreation programs for students. The county received more than $12,000 in Act 799 money from the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. The money comes from fines and fees levied by the commission in the county. Wayne Blankenship is the grants administrator for Washington County. He says the decision of which schools receive the money is not an issue taken lightly.
We look at, as a committee, at one time we all sit down and talked about it and discussed that we want to utilize the money as hard as we can to buy tangible stuff, rods, reels, and all kinds of fishing stuff, supplies.
Schools in Fayetteville, Springdale, Lincoln, and Greenland will all receive a piece of the funding pie. That money goes toward funding programs such as Hooked on Fishing, Not on Drugs, or to the National Archery in the Schools program. Also during the meeting, the Finance Committee decided to pursue state grant funding to help the Lincoln Rural Fire Department build another fire station in the Summers community west of Lincoln.
Actually, it's a block grant, and it is actually money awarded to the state from HUD. And with that, then each different fire department or whatever can apply to get money to buy fire equipment, build fire substations, and stuff like that.
The county helped the department apply for the same grant last year, but because the Lincoln Department was already awarded a different grant last year, it was ineligible to receive additional money to build the new station.
For those of you living in Franklin County who love festivals, you're in luck, as a new festival is debuting next year at Mulberry Mountain. Pipeline Productions, the company responsible for the Wakarusa and Harvest Festivals, announced yesterday that the first Thunder on the Mountain Country Music Festival will be held June 6th through the 8th at Mulberry Mountain. If that date seems odd, it's because the festival is scheduled for the weekend following Wakarusa. While Wakarusa and Harvest Fest tend to fit more in the jam band paradigm, Pipeline Production claims that Thunder on the Mountain will offer a top-notch lineup of the best country music artists out there. In addition to the usual camping, vendors, river floats, fishing, waterfalls, hiking, and more. Expect the band lineup and ticketing information to be released sometime next month.
The Watershed Sanctuary Project at Cave Springs is receiving a bit more assistance. According to thecitywire.com, Cargill is donating $50,000 to the Illinois River Watershed Partnership for development of the sanctuary, which the partnership hopes will serve as a watershed education complex for Northwest Arkansas. Some clouds tonight, some overnight fog as well, lows around 30 in Northwest Arkansas. It will be clear in the Arkansas River Valley tonight with a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, clear, highs in the low to mid-60s. And for Friday night, clear, lows in the lower to mid-30s.